nigga. Like, you could go
if you
on.
You want to. Don't say. You know, you can say crazy shit if you want to. Yeah. I'm going to say some crazy shit because I want to. I don't give a fuck. Who get mad or whatever.
Yo, you want a mic?
I see.
Of course.
Give him a mic. Give him a mic.
Yo, nah. Yo, yo. Yo.
He was like. Sala. He was like that.
Welcome to the Play Myself Show.
Play Myself Show.
My name is Miles.
My name is Mo.
It B.
Salop is here, but
Salop
he don't got
here,
a mic.
He's a silent.
Say he don't want a mic. Salop. So, yo, you know what I want to tell y'all, brothers? Yo, so there was a show I saw, right? Just show. Called The Voyager. It was crazy. Because I was thinking, like, yo, if I got an apartment with a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw some dude getting it crazy, like, across the way, and, like, his window was just open.
What do you mean crazy, though?
Getting it crazy. Like, yo, he was fucking... He was like a freelance dude. He was fucking the shit out this chick. And I was like, yo, that's dope. And then, like, so in the movie. Dude was fucking the chick, and him and his girl saw her. And it was like, oh, all right, this is dope. And, like, they started watching. And then it was like they both became addicted in their own way to watching.
They just kept watching?
Yeah. They just kept watching.
Every day.
Spoiler alert, though. It was like, yo, like, they were watching at different moments. So it was like, yo, like, dude was like, yo, I don't want to do this no more. She was like, I don't want to do this no more. But they would always find their time to, like, watch. And then one time, yo, they went to watch. And then she was like, yo, I know you watch. And she started beating him off. This is an Amazon movie. She started beating him off while he's watching. And then she was like, yo, let me, like, get it while I watch. And then Shorty was like, he was like, yo, I'm about to go right away. And then his girl was like, nah, I need like one more minute. And he was like, I can't help it. But then some was still going. And yo, everybody
keep
else.
Going, keep going.
Yeah, yeah. We know what happens after that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. But yeah, it was like one of the dopest movies I ever seen because I was like, yo, this is crazy.
But what was the plot, though? I mean, they were addicted to...
Yeah, like, it was a new apartment. And then, so, long story short, like, we all know how it went after that. We all don't know. Yeah, well, so now, I don't want to spoil it. I don't want to really spoil it.
Okay.
We're not going to spoil it. Yeah. Voyager. We're not going to do that.
But it went a way of, you know, like, I mean, use your wildest imagination. It went that way. Right, but then it made me think, like, yo, this isn't like for a chick, and it brings me back to the conversation we had 2 weeks ago. It's like, yo, chicks is really judging everything that happens that they friends say or what they see. So, like, with a dude, I feel like dudes hold it down more as far as everything goes the whole way when it comes to a relationship.
Talk heavy.
Yeah,
please.
So glad I talked to you. So what's that, y'all? What y'all think about that? I feel like a dude holds it down when it comes to every single thing, public, private, whatever. A dude holds it down the most because he, like, a dude knows he can handle his own insecurities, but at the same time, like, his shorty's insecurities, he got that whole joint in the tuck.
I'm gonna talk heavy on this.
Go ahead.
I'm not sure about females. I feel like females hold down way better than we do. And we don't know this. And we haven't known this for years.
Okay. So you got to explain yourself when you say some shit.
I mean, it can go both ways. You know what I mean? But it's certain.
I want you to prove your point that you've made earlier.
I'm going to prove my point. It goes both ways because I'm going to give you my personal experiences. Single life and P.
Mm-hmm.
That's stories for days, forever. I had girls that I used to mess with. And they used to hold it down. Crazy. You know?
Mm-hmm.
They'd be in their relationships. I would be just, you know, have my way with them.
We don't know, Aunt.
No, I'm telling you. Okay. They've been in relationships and we used to do stuff, you know, and I used to being single at that point, I wouldn't say pry on those girls, but I would prefer a girl that's in a relationship and that's doing something because she's not trying to get at me. Because at a point, I wanted to be single for at least 5 years.
Mm.
So I'm looking at girls like that. So, okay, you gonna do this? You're going to do that? Cool.
Mm.
I don't have to have no ties, type of ties to you or be in a relationship with you, because every girl I came across was trying to be in a relationship with me. And I didn't want that.
Mm.
So I look for those girls, and there's a lot of girls like that, because I didn't have no shortage.
But I feel like I feel like it's not a shortage, and I let Mo go. But I feel like the point I'm trying to make is like, yo,
yeah,
don't think that everybody know your resume based on what you did in your past. I feel like that's the way things go down. Period. Like, you're not fucking a new chick because you lucky. Like, somebody told her about that shit. And then now,
I disagree with you, because how many new chicks you fucked that you was lucky? Because I saw you, I was right there. What are we talking about?
I mean,
so yeah,
it
come
depends
on.
What you.
So,
no, yeah. I'm gonna say it. Nah, you don't gotta do that. When it comes to like a new joint that I smash, it's like if it's like a new time, yeah. But if it's like, yo, damn, like I kind of got this good thing going with this group. I feel like dudes look at Shorty's like a group. Like, I got this good thing going with this group. And then it become a group. Like, that's how I look at things. What say you? What say y'all?
I agree with Ant. Mm-hmm. You know, I think that women, and it can go both ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, you know, let's look at a guy that's in jail. And okay. A woman's holding.
Shout out to Salem.
Go ahead, come on, son.
That's a joke. That's a joke.
Yeah, go ahead, Mo.
But a woman holds; she can hold everything down, hold the kids down, hold the crib down. You know, lock herself down if she do. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of times where men will depend on women to, you know, make sure that the bills are just paid. They may be paying the bills,
mm-hmm.
but just making sure all the appointments are done, all the bills are paid. You know, so I think that it's a yin and yang type of thing, you know, so even though we may hold it down in some ways, they hold it down in some ways too.
And do you truly believe that with all your heart?
Well, I wouldn't have said it if I didn't.
So, okay. Do you think that men could do that?
Do you disagree?
I'll let Ann talk.
I don't disagree with you. I hear what you're saying, but I think that I disagree when you're saying just women. Because men do that too.
No, I'm not saying that men don't do it. I was just pointing it out, because his point was that men hold it down. So I was just making a point that women can do it too. It's not that men don't.
But the point I was making was not that women couldn't do it. Okay. Well, I was just saying, like, you know, as far as like when it comes to the simple courtesy being paid, right? It's like, okay, this dude is a man. He's a good man. He's holding it down. Right, like, I think where it's getting misconstrued is like, it's an ill stereotype that people feel like women are supposed to hold it down, like they're the only ones that have to hold it down, right? So because that's a stereotype, it kind of puts it harder on them, but it ain't that. But then it kind of goes back to what you said, right? It's like, okay, hey, like people hold it down in the same way or fashion, but I don't think you could look at any real man and ask him who hold it down more, because like it's like a redundant, stupid ass argument. It's like, yeah, you in a relationship, like you know what you do, I know what I do, let's get it cracking. But like, yeah, if you want to go tit for tat, I don't feel like nobody's ever gonna feel like they do less. It's pointless. You know what I mean?
But then you start out saying that you felt that men hold it down more.
As a man,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
As a man, yes. I feel like that, but it's like, okay.
But that
what takes more energy, like taking out the garbage or doing the laundry?
Doing the laundry.
Right. And that's to you, right? But to me, shit.
Taking out the garbage is more?
Yeah, like depending, like if it could be winter, whatever, that bag break. Hey, you know what that shit is. Like,
that's your fault. You bought the cheap shit.
Yo, that's what I'm saying. It don't matter. Yeah, it doesn't matter. So, no, it doesn't matter. But when it comes to, like, what we're doing for the crib, that bag break, that shit is on me. That bag break and your lady taking out the garbage, she calling you. That's a whole fact.
I mean, yeah.
Yes, bro.
I feel you, but my lady never has to take the out the garbage. Right. That's my job or my son's job.
Okay, but you be doing the laundry. You be doing dishes in the laundry sometimes, right?
Yeah, I do that too. Yeah, but I do that's everything.
But you see what I'm saying? But like, yo, so it's not tit for tat. But if it was tit for tat, now it's like, yo, like, so what's the weight you putting on the garbage? I'm not saying we do it. I'm just saying, like, yo, that's how it could be.
But I'm not buying no bullshit garbage bags it's going to break. Similarly.
Bro, all garbage bags break.
No, they don't. No, they don't. What are you talking about?
Now you got it, son.
Take the garbage out too, though.
Yeah, no, but listen, like, it's certain stuff you put in certain garbages. So if you got it down to a science like that, you're not worried about the garbage.
Bro, breaking. Who got it down to a science?
I do, because I'm in the house. So
your lady don't take out, no, she don't put nothing in the trash?
Yeah, she put stuff in the trash, but she don't take the garbage out. Never. All right,
so how could you have what she put in the trash to a science?
Because we have different trashes.
No, bro, but
we have recycling.
No, all right, so just
regular garbage.
I'm gonna hit you with my trash. I'm gonna hit you with my trash.
Go ahead.
My trash routine. So like on Thursday, right?
Yeah.
I go through every trash in the whole crib, change them, change the liners, and then I do the whole garage, backyard to the front shit.
You sanitation pretty much, okay?
No, but what I'm trying to tell you is. That is my routine because I'm not looking at who has a different trash. Like, because I'm like, yo, if I'm doing the trash, that shit is like all or none, right? There are times where the bag might break because there might be some other shit in there or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going in the house and be like, baby, come outside. Let me put that trash out. Hell no. I'm telling y'all that's the dregs of fucking doing that. Now, if you washing the dishes, the worst thing that could probably happen is you get a clog or there ain't no fucking hot water.
Cut your finger.
Come on, son. I'm not cutting my finger on this. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but that's what I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. So, like, this shit, like, if you were to just, like, assign points to it, which I'm not trying to do.
Wait, hold up. You never cut your finger on a knife in it while you're doing the dishes? You telling me that never happened?
It's common for you guys that cook, bro. I don't cook. So, it's different, bro. It's different, like, if you cook like that, like, I cook, I clean as I cook, too.
Okay.
If I cook.
No,
because my sink don't get murky. So, because.
Murky. What is murky? People don't know what murky means. Nobody knows.
Right. But I'm not cutting my finger because I'm not, like, the way I cook, and like I said, I'm not the best cook. I just, facts. Like, rice is, like, my new thing I'm, like, really working on, right? But, like, I keep the hot water running, and I'm just, like, busting it through the hot water. That's how I cook now. But, like, I know you guys are, like, a little bit more complex with your chefing.
More advanced. Okay.
Yeah. But I'm not there. So, when I cook, I clean as I cook. That's just me.
I like to do that, too.
And that's how it goes.
Getting back to the garbage.
Yeah, get back to the garbage, man.
Get back to the garbage.
Mm-hmm.
There's times where I'll go to take the trash out,
mm-hmm.
and Brooklyn already took the trash out, and she's bringing the laundry upstairs, and then she's like, I'm getting ready to wash the dishes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, word.
There be times where that happens, and I'm just stuck like, oh, I was supposed to take the trash out. You know?
Yeah.
But it's a partnership.
Yeah.
So what did you do that night, Mo?
I cooked. You
let her take the trash.
I cooked. Or I went to the store to buy
the. Who took the trash out though?
She did. He just said she did.
Yeah. She may end up taking the trash out before I get to it. You know, but it's not like somebody's designated to do certain jobs.
Yeah, nah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, I feel like I'm pretty old fashioned in that sense, but it's like it's almost like a dumb discussion. But like I don't feel like it's a big deal. But like I'm not like again like. I know if a bag broke outside,
oh yeah,
I'm getting that text or that call.
Oh,
but if a bag broke and I was outside, it's just like,
yeah,
nigga, fix it.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Let's get off this. I got a question for you guys.
Go ahead, man.
About to talk heavy.
Go ahead, son.
Has there ever been a time in your life where you felt like you saved somebody's life? I need a story with this too. It's not no yes or no. Save. Shit. I need a story. Give me a story. You saved somebody's life. Yeah.
What say you, Miles?
Me? I mean, I don't know, man. That's a pretty deep question, but I feel like...
Very deep, very deep. Let's go deep.
I feel like... Look heavy. I feel like... No, man. Only because, like, you could, like, you can break it down to if this didn't happen, that didn't happen. But I have, like, serious remorse in my whole life for being, like, alive when I had, like, friends die early. You know what I mean? So, like, I never look at it like I saved people when, like, the dudes, if I had a choice to save, I would have saved. If that makes sense.
Don't make sense. Okay.
So.
I would say.
That makes sense.
I would say no, I've never saved somebody's life. Like, you know, I've never, like, moved somebody out of the way of a truck or anything like that. But in the sense of, you know, talking to somebody when they were depressed.
Yeah.
Or maybe making sure that somebody got home safe, or just making sure that somebody didn't go in a place where I knew they shouldn't be at. You know, things like that, I guess, if you want to put that in that category, then yeah.
You can't, man. It's just a story.
You can't put that in that category, though. You
can't.
No, because if you say, like, you know you saved somebody's life, how do you know that?
Yeah.
It's like, yo, like, to
I know
me,
it.
Like,
I could tell you a story.
Yeah,
right, so what I'm saying. So, save us the suspense.
Yeah, yeah, so, yeah. Okay. It was one situation where I got way too many stories with this.
All right, so just go ahead, bro.
But it was one instance where not going to put no names out there, too. But one of my cousins, they thought he was from somewhere when he wasn't. Mm. They really thought he was from somewhere. This is twice. This shit happened twice. So I'm on his block. They know me more than they know him on his block. Because I just play basketball, and everybody know me from playing basketball. But they's like, oh, this dude, he from here. He live right down the block from where you play basketball from. Mm-hmm. They were trying to jump him, like, violate him crazy.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yo. And I'm, like, talking him down. Like, I know these dudes. From playing basketball. I don't know them like that, but I know them playing basketball. They know me. Mm-hmm. They respect me, you know? But it's like, nah, that's him, that's him, that's him. I'm like, no, it's not. So I whisper in his ear. He's the fastest dude I know that could run in my life.
Yeah.
At that point, you know? Mm-hmm. So I was like, yo, nigga. I need you to go run. Meet me at McDonald's. Gun Hill. You already know. That's our spot. Boom. I'll meet you right there. Go.
As intriguing as this story.
No. It's two stories.
Yeah, where?
Yeah, so go. So he did that. Boom. He got away. Another time, it was another incident. They're like, oh, yeah, that's him. That's him. Yeah. No, it's not. So this dude, I'm not going to say his name, chasing my cousin with a gun in his hand. I'm seeing the gun. I'm running after them. Mm-hmm. Like, yo, chill. That's my cousin. Chill. Stopped it. So, yeah, that's the two times I feel like I saved my cousin's life. Same person, too.
All right.
For sure. All
right. Now, because we couldn't say shit about that, it's like, I'm not even saying don't bring no context, but it's a dope story, though. I see what you're saying. What do you got to say about that, bro?
Good shit. I mean, that's smart thinking. Right. You know, I never had to go through that, but that's smart thinking. How old were you?
If I have to guesstimate, I would say 16.
16 years old, and you were thinking like that?
Yeah, I grew up fast. I've been working since 12. Yeah, I grew up real fast.
You had a hard ass life.
Yeah. No, I didn't have a hard life, but I grew up fast.
All right, yo, how y'all feel about fucking work husbands? Let's talk heavy, man.
Work husband?
Yeah, I mean, depression. Yeah. Work husbands. Like, you're just like, yo, that's my work husband. Like, how you feel about a motherfucker buying your wife lunch?
I don't like that.
What do you feel about that, Mo? Motherfucker buy your wife lunch? I mean,
it's not gonna bother me. It happened at work. It's not like they doing shit at work.
What if she said you like, yo, that's my work husband?
Because nah, no, I don't.
It's not
if you got
really
the balls to say that, then yeah,
nigga, I'm just asking.
You got the balls to say that, then you wildin' right now.
What
to me? Yeah, Yeah.
I don't feel like
you deserve. Nah. What?
I don't feel like that's mama. Like,
I'm a different type of person.
Yeah.
Ain't no work husband.
So, yo, would you say you jealous? Like, of escape?
That's no jealous shit.
I'm
that's
asking,
like some real
bro.
Shit.
The new question now.
If you say this is my work wife.
I'm trying to get the show going. I'm trying to get the show going. So, like, yeah, like, if I said that shit, like, I don't think there's nothing wrong with that.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it either.
Yeah.
Y'all some white people shit. Like,
what you mean?
Yeah.
So, like,
I don't do that shit. I'm sorry.
I'm not saying white people shit.
No, I mean, yeah, my fault. It's not the white people shit, but it's just like,
it's the shit.
I'm
like,
not cool with that.
Yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
Because it could be black people that's cool with that. I'm never going to be cool with that. Sorry.
Okay. So, it's not gonna bother me.
Yeah, man.
It's not gonna bother me.
Yeah, until her work husband is smashing.
Yeah, but you can't. The thing is, if somebody's gonna cheat, bro, they're gonna cheat regardless. So the fact that you're trying to stop that shit, it's like, nah, like I don't give a fuck.
That's a whole fact.
It's not gonna bother me. Now, if I went and said that somebody's my work wife after you done said you got a work husband, and then they get mad.
Oh yeah, you wild.
Now it's because
you open that door up, right?
Yeah,
right.
you open Pandora's box.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, so I don't get mad about stuff like that because at the end of the day, you know, if you're gonna cheat, and that's anyone.
That shit gonna happen.
Gonna cheat, it's gonna happen, bro. Yeah. Whether you call somebody a work,
it's inevitable.
Husband,
yeah.
Or they're just my friend.
You gotta kind of. I feel like. You gotta kind of encourage that shit at least the first 2 months. Cause, like, the first 2 months, like, that's the time where you don't got feelings. You just letting shit rock off. You, like, yo, I'm about to just do what I gotta do. She wanna say some shit. I'm talking heavy to her. She's talking heavy to me. If she says some shit, I'm gonna keep that shit in the tuck. But that's what you trying to know who the fuck that thing is.
Okay, so my question is, like, why be in a relationship if you're gonna cheat? Why?
No, bro.
No, I'm actually, why? There's no. Why?
To me, bro. Yo, listen. To me.
To you. I'm actually.
Listen. I already spoke about this shit on the show before. I think cheating is some sucker shit. I feel like, yo, you could do what the fuck you want to do. And if you tell a joint, yo, I got the situation. That's what you're supposed to do. So I feel like, yo, if certain things that come out of fear, yo, you just like, you scared of shorty. If you don't say that shit, but like, why you with that weak bitch? I look at it like that. Because I feel like every dude, if you with the right joint, you're supposed to have a certain amount of fear. Okay. You know what I mean?
That makes sense. That makes sense.
That's what I feel, right? But I feel like you're supposed to have a certain amount of fear. If that shit ain't there, you need to level your bitch up. 100%. Level your joint up. Because, like, it's like, yo, what are you going to do? Like, yo, you got to be held accountable some way, like, yo, every dude always gonna feel like his mother the strongest person in his life. And your mother like a shark. She can smell blood. Mm. You know what I mean? So she gonna know when it's a weak joint in your life. She gonna tell you. And you still gonna try to hold it down. And it's just like, I know I told you. Talk heavy, ladies.
Oh, we got a lot of questions. We need to look at the chat.
It's not a lot of questions.
Not?
It's not a lot of questions. So,
Jay Andrews asked a question.
What did he say?
He said, how close to death have you came? Or,
Have you came? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first if you want.
I don't think I came. I was in Iraq.
I was in Iraq too. I was in a bad car accident. I was driving back from my great grandmother's funeral. And I was the person driving. It was me, my mother, and my father in the car. I was on my way back to college, Link University, that was at LU. I was in VA driving, hit the hydroplane. I'm doing like 50. Hit the hydroplane. I was in the left lane. The car went to the right, came back to the left. It did like it like tumbled over. I went over 3 times. 1, 2, 3. I'll never forget that. Then I hit the left side rail, and it stopped. Then I had like all my coffee on me. I don't even drink coffee like that, but I had coffee because I was driving. And the coffee fell on me. I felt like it was my blood on me. So I was like, I was kind of calm, you know what I mean? But my mother, she was bugging the fuck out.
Oh, we know.
Yeah, she was like, oh, she's trying to cross the fucking road. Like, Ma, what are you doing? We got out the car real quick because we thought the car was
gonna... fucking Tiana.
We got out the car real quick because we thought the car was going to blow up because it was that serious. Like, imagine you turning like that, like boom, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
And then everything went okay. It was okay after that. The car didn't blow up. Everything was straight. Virginia State Trooper came, tried to give me a ticket. But, yeah, he was bugging. But, I'm like, I wrote the airtight fucking sworn statement, and then the ticket got dismissed. Like, I almost lost my life. I'm like, my mother there, my father there. Like, why would I get a ticket? I was going, like, the speed limit.
Yeah.
Who tried to give me a ticket like I was speeding? Dude, I hit the hydroplane. I almost lost my life.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking idiot, yeah. All
right.
But Virginia people, they, yeah, the cops out there, you got to be careful with them.
I mean, mine is small. You know, I was coming home from, Dubai.
Mm-hmm.
I was working overnight, and I was tired. And I was coming up Paulin, and I fell asleep at the wheel. And it was right near where that, I don't know if it's like an underpass, like a creek underneath, but there was water.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't get anywhere near it, but just knowing that I could have lost my life there, but I flattened my tire, and that was the first time I ever had to change a tire before. So I called my dad at like 5 a.m.
You didn't call me?
No, I got the call.
I didn't know you then, but
I got the call.
I called my dad, and he showed up at like 7 a.m. So I was sitting there for like, I think it was like a half an hour.
I'd been tight at my dad. Spoiled kid shit. I'd have been like, fuck dad.
Nah, but he
where the fuck were you, dad?
Nah, he was coming from.
Fuck were you, dad?
Well, I mean, you figure he had to get up, get dressed. He was half asleep.
Yeah.
He took 45 minutes. You know, and there's a lot of dads that won't, you can't even call your dad. There's
how far was he?
Oh, I call my dad right now on this shit.
No. Like,
Call him.
I said there's a lot of people who you can't even call your dad.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying.
That's different, though.
Yeah. But,
my daddy bought me that couch. Fuck with you. Go ahead. I ain't shit.
I'm talking.
Anyways.
Cutting niggas off.
Yeah, so he showed up. He changed the tire for me, and come to find out, I needed an oil change,
and
my registration was fucked up.
I feel like it's something else. Go ahead.
Yo, I feel like your pops should have gave you a fucking beating right there, motherfucker. Like, what kind of shit is that, Mo?
He just told me to take care of it.
What was that? How long ago was that?
I must have been like,
last year.
I think I was 20. I think I was like 27.
Oh, that was 1,000 years ago. Nah. So now my question to you, do you know how to change your tire now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Matter of fact, I just ran over.
Lesson learned.
I just ran over a big pothole on Pauling Ave.
Oh.
And it was such a
nobody
big
knows
pothole.
That's that.
Huh?
Yeah, I mean people that's on
Troy. So I ran over a big pothole and both of my tires were flat. And it was around like
One pothole?
Yeah, on one pothole.
Damn,
it was around it was around like 5:30 that happened. And I had to call a tow truck and have the tow truck tow my car to my house. And I thank God I knew somebody. Shout out to Melissa and her husband.
Melissa just talked heavy too.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Melissa was Ubering at that time.
So she
thank you, Melissa.
Brooke said, we had two flats. Okay, Brooke.
Brooke was there, too. Shout out to Brooke.
Anyway. Go ahead. Not anyway to Brooke. Love you, Brooke. But it's like, yo, like, this is not, like, compelling, guys. So let's talk.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did you have something more compelling?
No, yeah, please.
Go ahead.
I feel like I got mad more compelling.
Well, say it then.
Well, I just feel like...
I can say more, too. But
the stories don't have to be, like, full, like... therapy driven stories. It's like you're like
therapy driven stories.
Nobody's, a, yeah, nobody's
fucking question that was asked.
Yeah, we saying what we want to say.
What do you want to say? Like,
he's trying to control. He's trying to control what you say.
He's talking.
Who the fuck is this guy?
You're right.
Get out of here. What are you talking about?
When is there an exciting moment when you almost die? You tell me.
I almost died.
Yeah,
please.
An exciting story.
Talk heavy.
Definitely have like a very exciting story.
Okay, say it then.
Okay. What
the fuck you doing?
I didn't know that was the question.
No, you didn't know because it's the question now.
Yeah, it's the question now because that definitely wasn't the question.
Okay,
that
talk
was
now. Talk.
Was something else. All right, so the question now, like, so.
The answer.
I think I said this before.
Say it again.
Where I was in the Cape. I was in Cape Cod. And, like, we had these.
Some fancy shit. Nobody knows. Where's that at?
Well, everybody knows the Cape Cod is in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Cape Cod.
Oh, everybody knows it.
You knew
that? Salop? You knew that?
Everybody knows the Cape Cod.
You know what Cape Cod?
Yo, like, this is like ruining the show right now because, like, we're doing this and then, like, yeah, it's not good right now. So, like, I was in Cape Cod. Cape Cod is in Massachusetts. We all know that. And I was with this, I want to say, like, Mahoney's, this girl, Danielle. Like, that was her family. And there's a bunch of chicks. Like, we just went out there, me and my buddy Greg and Jose. And these motherfuckers could swim. I couldn't swim. Fucking, like, dove in the Atlantic Ocean. And this fucking dude came out, and he fucking, like, I dove, and, like, I tried to, like, take a, you know, just, like, try to paddle back to fucking shore. And that fucking current got me, and I almost died. And, like, all I heard was, like, all the girls, like, fucking crying and shit, and my camera just went off. And I was just chilling. Like, oh, shit, I might die. Like, I was dead-ass thinking, like, yeah, I'm about to die.
My dad, like, camera did.
Yeah. And then fucking this old man came, and he fucking saved me. Like, he fucking dove in the water, saved me. He was, like, pissed as fuck. I remember that shit. He was, like, so, he was super mad. Like, what the fuck are you doing, stupid-ass kid? And I was like, yo, just get me the show.
Damn.
Yeah. That shit was crazy.
Nah, that was trying.
No, I feel like it was.
I'm sorry.
I don't feel like it was a dope story.
Nah,
like,
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, well.
Talk heavy.
This is how I feel. Like, I feel like, yo, Ant started the shit, right? So, yeah, like, yo, like, if I ask a question, at least I'm going to have my shit's going to be that shit to continue the shit on. Well, this is my topic.
Hold on. It was a question that was from somebody in the chat.
Exactly. What are you talking about?
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
You need to put your glasses on then.
He said,
"What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Hey, you want the glasses?
Yeah.
No, but what question? What answer did y'all give about that then? Because I didn't hear. I was listening.
It was what was close? What was the closest time that you came to death? He said it. He was.
Yeah, I'm answering the question from the chat.
In the chat. If you look in the chat,
I didn't make up that question.
So what was? I didn't hear any of you guys talk about the closest time you came to death.
We did. We just he just
okay. Talked. So you just didn't hear the whole show.
No. So what was yours? Just redo it for me.
No, we're not gonna repeat
exactly.
it for you. No,
yeah,
we're not.
It
gonna
was nothing, so motherfucker.
You gotta watch the show.
No, it
was something. We're not doing it again.
To death.
That's not fair to the viewers.
Yeah, like they talking about the I thought that Ant said that the time that he saved somebody's life, that was his question.
But we went to the chat. Yeah, we went to the chat, bro.
Okay, I'm gonna go back on that shit because I I'm gonna believe what I'm gonna believe anyway. So Gene can say whatever the fuck Gene want to say.
All right,
go ahead. All right, it's ruining the shit. But unless we're gonna keep doing banter,
all right, let's go with something else.
Yeah, nah, go ahead.
Go. Mo, you got something for us?
Not anymore.
Mo ain't got shit.
All right.
Mo said.
Not anymore.
Let me dig something up.
You don't got to dig nothing. I got some shit.
Got something? Yeah, talk to me.
What's the longest vacation you think you could take?
Where though? Out the country?
Tell me, wherever you want to go. Like, what's the longest vacation you think
you know
could take?
You know what? I think 7 days is too long.
I think that too. But go ahead.
Because me and you have been on 7 days trips for like a few times.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like too long. It was like, yo, we have to chill. Like, damn, we doing too much.
I've been flirting with like the month dolo shit. Think about that.
A month? A
month dolo.
You ever did that?
No, that's what I'm flirting with right now. Thinking about that shit.
You flirting with that bitch?
No, yes. A month dolo.
That bitch talking about?
Son, it's like a vlog. Like, I want to go, like, I don't know, like,
I mean, if you're going podcast it and do that, I think you should do it. I think that's dope.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about. Like, yo, I should just go. But,
like, a month dole to yourself?
Yeah, that shit's gangster, right?
That's super gangster. Like, a few days is gangster. You ever went somewhere by yourself?
Nah, like, no. I did that. Like,
no, like, so, by yourself, like, away.
Well, like, what's away? Because I
went to Jamaica by myself.
Yeah, nah, I've never been there.
See what I'm saying?
By myself, yeah.
Walking around Dolo. Like, I've been to Tijuana by myself. Walking around Dolo.
Yeah,
so, yeah, people not on that.
I mean, I've been to those countries by myself, like, with you and just had
to be. Yeah, that's not by yourself.
Hold on, it had to be by myself because. You know what I mean? Motherfuckers didn't remember the place, but all right.
Nah, you
won't. Yeah, but.
Nah, I'm talking about, but go by yourself.
Nah,
by
never. That's what I'm saying. Time. Like, I never did that shit. Yeah. What you think about that, Mo? Like, that Dolo vacation.
Can't do that?
I would do 2 weeks. That's the longest I would go.
Dolo or just or with somebody?
Both.
I think that's what I'm saying. I feel like the by yourself shit is some dope shit.
You know what? I would say a week with somebody on a vacation is enough.
Mm-hmm.
I think I tried by
and yourself. And then I would probably say 2 weeks by myself.
Try it by yourself, man.
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm saying.
Different feeling.
Yeah.
To burn, like your dick is burning?
What are we talking about right now? Solid.
He's saying like, yo, is he saying like, it's a solid question.
Hashtag solid.
He said, yo, if you gotta bring the joint to your joint. I feel like you know some shit like that.
Okay, so what basically burnt, solid is asking?
Yeah,
what do you if, mean?
And recap.
If
what do you mean?
If you had sex with a woman or a guy, I don't know what type of time you guys are on.
Oh,
but
most say oh.
If that person burnt you,
what's
do you
burnt?
Have
what's burnt?
Burnt? Okay, when your dick hurts,
yeah,
you're ahead. A guy. If and it, I don't know if the does women they pussy hurt? When they,
I don't know.
I don't know the women's side of it. But if
everybody
if you feel
hurts.
Like a. A discomfort in your genital area.
I get it.
How do you explain it or talk to the person that you just had sex with?
Or do you not feel like
do you not do you feel like you didn't say something? Or if you're a salop, like my salop,
you said like myself, or my salop.
Yeah. Are you gonna not say something because you don't know if that's that person that you did it with? I don't know. Like, okay, so basically, like, listen. If you had sex with a person and then you feel a discomfort after that, would you
tell them?
Or, right. Like, would you keep it a secret?
Nah, you can tell her, yes.
Or, like, how would you tell them? How would you tell them? If you did decide to tell them. And if you keep it a secret, we know you're a seller. Okay.
Hold on. What you really trying to ask is, like, yo, do you say this shit like, you the first person I fucked in man long. My shit burning.
You the only person I fucked.
Yeah.
My shit burning. What's up?
You started like that? You started like that? Or you started like...
Okay, but wait. Let me get this out the way.
Go ahead.
Is this sex raw at this point?
Of course.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
You know, hold on. You know my belief. I don't believe that dudes use the condom more than 5 times.
All right, okay, I don't know about that.
That's a fact. Okay. I don't
it's
think
it's definitely
that,
not a fact, but anyway.
I feel like a dude don't use a condom more than 5 times with the same joint.
Nigga, that's wrong. But anyway.
I'm telling you, son.
Okay, cool.
That's my belief, son.
That's your belief. That's your belief. Belief is not right. But, okay.
It's been a while.
So now,
I don't believe that shit. Niggas be going wrong.
At this point in life, me, personally, you got to get a test if we doing something. Yeah, before you do that, you gotta get a test. Like me and my lady, we did that. We got a test.
I feel like that's creepy signs, though.
It's not. How's that creepy? What do you mean? You wanna protect yourself?
Son. Yeah, I got you. Son, yeah, you break. Son, thank you for that, son.
I'm yeah, so yeah. Okay, but no. Back to the question. What we doing? What we doing?
What you doing? What you doing?
What you doing, Jay? You calling? Like, listen. Can I talk to you.
Let me see if I can put your hand.
How many people you fucking? That's what you said?
Yeah,
But when you have this conversation, you saying how many people you fucking? Well, I mean niggas you fucking. I want it in the real J. How many niggas you fucking? No, your shit burned out at this point. You're not talking like this. Your shit's burning right now. Jay, your shit burning right now. Well, your shit burning? You can control it? How you come? How you coming out? Oh, baby. Your shit burning right now. You're talking to her, your shit burning. You doing it? Hey, what you talking about? Yeah, we need to get some bottomless. Facts. You know the funny shit is? You know the funny shit is? What? Yeah, but what if you took a shower and you got some soap in your shit, you should burn. And then now you go for no reason. Because I know that happened to niggas. That never happened to you? You taking a shower and you got soap in your shit?
So I can honestly say that has never happened. No, just never got none of that shit. Yeah.
Never got, yo, Mo, you wasn't fucking like that.
Dude, he just discredited his pussy rate.
Never got an STD, bro.
Hey, you banger. That's good for you, bro. Yeah. Hey, man, so, mood point.
I'm guessing that if I ever did have to, that would be embarrassing.
To what?
If that would be embarrassing.
Hold on, Brooke says she can't hear the full convo. Brooke, who you can't hear? She couldn't hear Jay at first. I just put a thing on him. Hopefully you can hear that.
It's mic'd up. Now he took it off. Damn.
Yeah, he took it off. Oh, yeah, so that's why you couldn't hear, bro, because my cousin's being an asshole.
Okay. A-hole.
A-hole.
He's acting light skin.
He's acting light skin. Yeah, go ahead.
Darkest nigga.
Yo, you stupid, son. Yeah, I'm supposed to put this up front. Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Mo. I'm sorry.
No, that's all I was saying was that it never happened to me.
Oh, so. No. Nah, I feel you, though. Something like that's some, that's like good. That's good. But I feel like, back to Ant's question, I feel like his question was more of like a theological question where it's like, yo, like,
I said if it did, it would just be embarrassing. I don't know
how you would handle it.
I guess I would just ask because I'm really blunt. You know what I mean?
So yeah.
I would just be like, hey, who you fucking? Like, what's going on?
But how I gotta be like a who you fucking shit? Why can't be like a, like, yo, this shit happened to me. Like, you would never admit it first. Like, yo,
no,
I'm burning, bitch. Like, and you was who I fuck. You got to do it like that or it's over for you, son.
Oh, no. I mean, I would admit it. No. But.
Yeah.
How could you do this to me?
You did me wrong.
How could you do this to me?
You did me wrong.
I'm throwing shit.
Hold on. Yeah. If you burning, you're not going
to through with you.
You're not going to pinpoint that before you start making. You got to.
Yeah, I would.
Nah, you got to be yo, you did this to me. Yeah, because you can't be on no, like, nah. Nah, if you knew it was you. Nah, I feel like if you knew it was, like I'm, nah, that's some irresponsible shit. I wouldn't do that shit. Yeah, that's some solid shit. I wouldn't.
Solid.
I think that, so you think, wait. So you think that chicks that burn dudes don't know? I feel like they know.
Nah, I mean, sometimes, because it's certain niggas that's not going to step up to that plate and be like, yo, they don't have the balls enough to say, yo, you burn me.
Yeah, hold on.
Bitch, you burn me. All
right, so you wilding right now. Hold on. So now, Mo, you about to feel uncomfortable right now, maybe.
Yeah, let him feel uncomfortable.
So.
Sorry, bro.
So, yo, so, man, you telling me that. A chick, if you knew a chick, like, so that's like if the chick would tell you then, right? So how would it ever get to
that? How does a chick say, oh, I'm burning niggas, but let's have sex?
The same way you
would
say that shit.
That would never happen. Like, I would never have no sex with no girl that's doing that.
So how do people get burned?
Unknowingly, nigga.
Oh, so you think that everybody that burns somebody don't know? Every single person?
They know.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you saying that if I'm having sex with a girl and she knows that she's burning, she's supposed to tell me?
Facts.
Wait, but isn't it burning while you're trying to... Yo, you know what?
But no, but some I don't know how that.
No,
goes.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, me neither.
We need a girl that to call in.
No, but that was your question though, right? Like, if you, because you're like, yo, if it's you expecting men to know, but if it's
you burning, I never said that. What are you talking about?
Oh, I thought you said that. I thought you said that. Like, yo, if
I never said that.
Oh, no. What'd you say then? Because that's what I'm going off. Like, to me, it was a dope question. Like, yo. If you're burned, if you know that you got some shit or whatever, do you tell a chick? I was like, yo, that's
I never
no shit.
Said that. I
no,
never,
I thought that was a question.
About no burning.
So what was the question?
I don't forgot the question at this point, but it wasn't
all right,
that.
So all right, so say, all right, listen.
Well, are you twisted?
Yo, for anything.
It was his question. It wasn't my question.
All right, to save the show, I'm saying this.
Save yourself.
No, I'm saving the show because it's like we keep talking about who didn't say doing it adds nothing to it. So what I'm saying is this: if you know you have an STD, right? Like, do you tell the girl before you have sex with her, right? And like, yeah. I think the consensus was yes, everyone, right?
I think if you have an STD, you shouldn't be having sex. Period.
Exactly, but
that's
like,
that's
of course, right? But like, then like we came into the murky area where it was like, yo. You think that girls don't knowingly pass that shit?
I don't know.
Yeah. And then you was like, yo, sometimes they don't know. I was like, yeah, I get it. But like, I feel like it's more of them that know before that don't than don't know.
That's how you feel. I mean, it's right, but.
No, it doesn't. No, you're right. That's a conversation right there.
Yeah, that's not a conversation.
They
got to
know. They got to know.
Yeah, I don't think.
Yeah, I feel like the uncomfort there.
How they got to know?
Because wouldn't it be uncomfortable for him?
Yeah.
I mean, some STDs are undetected. They don't know.
Yeah, but they would know if you passed the STD to them, wouldn't they? I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Tell them. If you
they
tell
know,
them.
They know that. So, you tell them? So I think that if they're passing it on.
That's some trifling shit. Yeah.
Passing on. Speaking of passing on, I think we need to go to another
Man, we was talking heavy right there, son.
Nah, I just think we need to go to.
Yeah, I know, but you didn't let it finish. All right, go ahead.
We need to go something else.
Go ahead.
I don't have nothing in mind.
Yeah, so
I can make something up.
But why you didn't just let us finish then? It's all good, though.
I feel like, yeah, we need to cut that.
No, I mean.
It's getting disgusting.
All right, I mean, it's getting cool. Getting all right, nasty. Nobody don't got nothing? So we're about to end this in 13 minutes. I think I got one more.
You got something. Let's get everything.
Gee, I don't have anything. So like,
okay. Let's talk about recent events. What do you guys think about what happened in New York City with the 62-year-old guy that did the shit in the train station? What you guys?
Told you earlier. Like, it kind of reminded me of, like a Colin Ferguson.
Yeah,
a little bit, but like Colin Ferguson was it was funny.
What happened?
You don't know what happened, bro?
Yeah.
So, like, I think, how many people were shot? Like,
25.
No, it wasn't 25 people shot. It was, like, 10 people shot.
I'm off guard.
Yeah, 10 people shot and, like, 20-something people injured. Because he went in a New York City train station in Brooklyn. I think it's, like, 36th Street. He did, like, a fucking smoke bomb in the train station. Inside the train car, and he shot a few people. Smoke bomb. He threw a smoke bomb. Shot a few people. This is in Brooklyn. This happened. This guy was like 62 years old, mind you, from Philadelphia. Philly, don't bring your shit in New York, please. Cut that shit up.
So, yo, our fans are talking. Brooke says, there are some things that don't have symptoms, but I feel like she said, but I do feel some spread it knowingly. That's a whole fact, Brooke. Bitches be doing that shit.
Yeah, they do.
And I feel like, yo, I feel like it's dudes that do that too. But I probably feel like, but why? Though? I feel like it's a. I feel like that's a crime.
I think that's a crime.
Yeah, it is a crime. But I feel like it's more of like a young person game. Because I feel like
that go to jail and go to hell.
Nah, bro. Like the STD talk on some real shit. Like as you become older, it's easier to have. I feel, and I never even had to have it, but I've had times where, like, you know, I've just spoke heavy on shit.
But if somebody knows that they have, let's say that they have AIDS.
Oh, AIDS.
Right? And then
kill somebody.
You talking about
listen.
House in Virginia.
Listen. So
house in Virginia?
If somebody knows that they have AIDS and they're knowingly passing it, right?
Yes.
Can't they go to jail? Okay.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah, see you wildin'.
That's yeah.
It's a temp.
Attempted murder?
Yeah, hell yeah, it's attempted murder. Easy.
I wasn't sure.
Yeah, it's attempted murder right there. Any more brain busters, Mo?
Damn.
Nah, yeah, that's attempted murder, bro. I feel like anything, like, the way I feel violated is the way I feel violated. Like, yo, if I had a partner and it was, like, some shit where, like, that wasn't indulged in the conversation, like, that would make me just see red, so it's a no-brainer for me. But, like, I hear what Ann's saying, but, like, you know, to me, like, it kind of takes the romance out of things when you have, like, we'd, like, go do tests and everything like that. But I'm a risk taker, but I hear what he's saying.
Take risks.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't take risks, then you might not be successful in life.
So oh, of course.
Yeah. It's okay to take risks, you know?
Everybody knows that.
You get up, you fall down, get back up, try hard again.
Okay. Mo.
Yo.
Any last words?
Yo.
I ain't no last words. You keep going.
So.
You got something.
My dogs have puppies.
His dog has puppies.
Play it.
Come on.
You got any names for us?
Come on. His dog's got a couple.
It's just all the way over there. I thought that.
Yeah, we fucking up.
Yeah, so I was at Walmart and
shout out to Walmart.
So I knew my dog was pregnant. It took me a while to let it set in, but we took her to the doctor or to the vet, and she was supposed to have an appointment next Thursday. She just started popping puppies out on Monday.
Mm-hmm. How many?
Four.
What kind of puppies?
It's a Yorkie mixed with a Shiba Inu.
Puppies for sale. We got four puppies for sale.
$25,000
a piece. The price went up.
She said, "Brooks at home delivery." Yeah.
The price went up.
Okay.
Yeah. So hopefully they'll have like
Shiba,
Yorkie body with the Shiba face and the tail. Hopefully.
Price just went up.
Hopefully. So yeah, that was my exciting news.
What say you, Ant? That was pretty boring, Mo, but I got it.
You're an asshole,
yeah.
Bro.
All right, no.
My
exciting news, you know what? You know what's funny? I was in the room with my lady. Mm-hmm. She was on the phone for too long. I was pissed off. I was trying to get it in. You know how we do.
Crazy.
But anyway, so she said, "Oh, baby, I'm just checking bills, paying this, paying that." So I checked my shit. I checked my bills, started paying bills too. Fuck it. You gonna pay bills and pay bills too. Asked to pay my bills. She said no. So I pay my own shit.
Yeah.
And I look at my bank account, $13,000 extra. What? I'm like, yo, what the fuck? It should say child support. I don't know my story, but we're gonna talk about it in another podcast. But my oldest kid's mother, she owes me like over $20,000 in child support. So maybe she didn't do a tax for a while. She probably did her taxes just now, and I got back $13,000. That's my big thing. Yeah, I had him. I had custody for him for like 3 years. Right now, she ain't do shit the whole time. But I ain't need to do shit because you know TMB at top is us. We get it. So he's straight. You know. Yeah, that was big for me. That happened this week actually. Last week.
It
was real big.
What say you, Miles?
So my week is just like pretty boring, man. Like just retired life. I think I had like to do like one court appearance for like a ticket I got in front of my house. Like I got like stupid shit going on, in my life right now. And I'm probably had to work one day next week, get better at it in the show a little bit. And, yeah, man, just trying to come up with, like, super interesting things that would kind of, like, niche the show down to uncomfortable situations. Like, you know, like, last week I asked a question that, like, I think was overlooked, but I always look at the show over, like, you know what I mean? Like I think I asked last week, like, I think I got it right here, like, yo, can a dude fuck you up from, like, fucking looking at a shorty from, like, can a dude that the shorty mess with after she, like, you liked her, stop you from fucking with her type shit?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
That was a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, it was a couple weeks
ago. Yeah, that wasn't last week.
Yeah. Oh, all right. It was a couple weeks ago, but it was still the same concept. I feel like, yo, I got to get better at that, niching down on that, things like that. But other than that, man, like, yeah, just slow grind, like, liking this new format, you know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was super interesting. So, all right. Cap. Good job.
Hashtag cap. But go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you guys. We are on.
No, we got 5 minutes. Yeah, trying to.
Oh shit.
Let me ask another question. I'm gonna dig something up out the grave. Can you?
Ooh.
You.
Can you? Can you?
Be comfortable with your girlfriend having a relationship with her ex boyfriend or her baby father?
Absolutely.
What do you mean a relationship?
Like relationship, like a cool relationship, like, oh,
like a friendship,
yeah, friendship, cool shit, like, oh, we bro, hang out, yeah, we do this, we do that.
Have to.
It depends. So
no, but check this out. Can you be cool with? Okay, check this out. Let me put it down a little bit. Can you be cool with? So say they have a kid together. Mm-hmm. Can you be cool with the dude coming over to the house, babysitting the kid? His kid, yeah, babysitting the kid at her house.
At her house or my house?
No, her house. Yeah, and then we go to your house too. Then we're gonna go to
your
house together. We're gonna do 3 questions. It's a 3-part question. So her house first. We're gonna do her house. Then we're gonna do your house, and then we're gonna do both of your house.
So this my is house question. Is a, my house is a fucking no. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
But her house, that's her shit. Son. Like if
so, you cool with Salop coming through, babysitting the kid. Yeah. And then she come home every day, and then you come later on.
Yo, and you think that women don't got self-control?
I'm not saying that.
No, I'm saying like
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that, but okay. So look. No. Single MB, single Miles, mm-hmm. single June. Mm-hmm. Your baby mother is allowing you in the crib. She come home from work. You watching the kid. What we doing, my nigga? What we doing, my nigga? Stop playing with me. Single. This is single. This is not.
I'm not doing no. I'm there, son. Come on, some shit man. With a kid, like my kid, like one of our kids. That shit not popping off like that.
He's playing it safe, but okay.
Nah, I'm not playing this. I'm dead ass. I'm like.
I'm put salt,
when it comes to the kids, nigga, it's like it ain't. I don't know
it's cool with the kid, yeah. But you know, y'all have a relationship.
I feel like I would never take a kid's pops out of his life on some shit like.
What are you talking about? A kid's pop is life.
You saying
No.
Oh.
I'm saying you are the baby father. You are the father, nigga. Yeah. I'm Maury right now.
Yeah.
You are the father.
Yeah.
You're at her house.
Yeah.
Watching your kid.
Yeah. My house.
And she come no, her house.
My house though. Yeah.
And she comes over all the time because this is her house. She comes back to the house while you watching the kid at her house.
Mm-hmm.
And then you leave. This is a daily routine.
Mm-hmm.
You not smashing? Single mom? Single Joe?
Nah. It depends. Yeah, bro. It's like, man, like, baby moms, that's like some joint where, like, you let close. You know that. So it's like, essentially, you let close. You're not going to, like, always smash baby moms, son. I'm keeping it a buck, son. You know that. You're not always going, like, yo, regardless of the sight you see of baby moms, it's like, yo, like, sometimes you're not, you just, it's going to be over.
I mean, my shit different. You know what I mean?
Everybody should, yeah.
And you, feel like, you don't have no baby mom, so I can't even relate to what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you got baby moms, like
yeah, I hate them both.
Exactly, and you're not smashing none of them for no reason.
Yeah,
exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, like even you could be at their crib as respectful.
Yeah, nah, but I would not beat them. I wouldn't put myself in that place.
Yeah, so personally. That's what I'm saying.
So yeah.
Yeah. What you say, Mo?
Ask the question again.
And it's a 3-part question.
I know.
Ask but Well, you fucked me up.
Yeah, I know.
He's trying to fuck me up because he's trying to avoid this question.
No, no, it's not even trying. I pretty much know the answer, but I want to make sure that I'm answering it right. I want to hear the question so that I can answer it.
Right.
Okay, so if you're placed in a situation where you had to, if you was watching your child at your kid's mother's house, how would you react? How would you feel?
React to what?
Just anything. Like, okay, how would you feel if you was at your kid's mother's house? How would you feel if she was at your house? Like, something like that.
Yeah, Melissa, crazy. Yeah.
What she said?
She says, babe, mom's crazy. You hitting a nut. It don't matter. Nah, it's my choice. But go ahead, though.
It's not going to bother me either way.
So you're okay with another man at your baby mother? I mean, because you don't have a baby.
Wait, are you talking about me? Or are you talking about another man babysitting his child?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. Another man babysitting his child at
your house? No, her house.
At her house?
Her house, your house, and then y'all house together.
Yeah, that.
That
was 3 questions.
Don't care. It's never gonna bother me.
So you're gonna be okay with another man at your house, baby?
As long as she obeys the rules, bro. Like,
what's the rules? No, that's a non-cypher.
No, that's for y'all.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
For y'all?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yo, you're not gonna just be taking my living room time up, motherfucker. And you,
that was my whole question.
Yeah, words.
You
can,
if you don't have a crib to go to, you don't deserve it. Then,
yeah, words. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's just not happening.
What you
in
talking
my
about?
Crib.
Yeah,
like,
in your crib, but that's not how I would feel.
Okay.
It's not gonna bother
you. You would until you niggas say that until shit happens, bro.
Why ask me to
you say you wanna come home? No. Okay, so you wanna come home and see a whole nother man in your crib.
I don't give a fuck.
That's not happening.
I don't have any kids. If I had kids,
see, then you would understand.
I probably still wouldn't care. I don't have a jealous bone in my body. I don't give a fuck. If she's okay with it, then I'm okay with it.
What?
It's never gonna be an issue with me.
Okay, that's fair.
It's never gonna be an issue with
me. That's fair. If that's how you feel,
that's how you feel.
Yeah. Shit.
Oh, fuck.
That's a hell of a way to end the show.
Facts. Talk heavy.
All right, yo, love y'all. Any last words from anybody in the audience?
Last questions? Anything? What's going on? Talk to us. We got any unanswered questions in the comments?
Any alibis? No.
All right, give him
Melissa, that was a dope question to end it, though.
She said,
the baby mama. We hitting the nut. That's a fact. I mean, I feel like it's a baby mama, but I feel like you could keep it secret or you could do whatever. I feel like, yeah, a woman's going to get her choice on anything she want. And you know how I feel like women are the most Grammys. They could keep those best secrets and do all that, but it is what it is. But I feel like as a dude, there's a certain responsibility that goes into that too. Like if you're still doing it, like you bear a responsibility. So Brooke said Mo was being humble.
I was being humble, yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Damn. I shouldn't even put that on. My fault.
Humble.
All right.
But
all right. That's all she wrote.
Play myself show. Thank you for tuning in. We appreciate y'all. All
right, guys.
Closing words?
Oh, this is like on there. Hold on.
Every Wednesday at 8:00, you know where we are. And thank you guys
for tuning in.
Good night.
Good night. Get home safely.
To play us out. To play us out. All right, I'm going to take a look.
All right, too easy. Later.
Later. Hey, let me turn this off. Hold on.